Liberty, freedom, tyranny is dead. Run hence, proclaim, cry it about the streets.
Some to the common pulpits and cry out liberty, freedom, and enfranchisement.
People and senators, be not affrighted. Fly not, stand still. Ambition's debt is paid.
Go to the pulpit, Brutus, and Cassius too.
Where's Publius?
Here, quite confounded with this mutiny.
Stand fast together, lest some friend of Caesar's should chance.
Talk not of standing, Publius, good cheer. There is no harm intended to your person, nor to no Roman else. So tell them, Publius.
And leave us, Publius, lest that the people rushing on us should do your age some mischief.
Do so, and let no man abide this deed, but we the doers.
Enter Trebonius.
Where is Antony?
Fled to his house amazed. Men, wives, and children stare, cry out and run, as it were doomsday.
Fate, we will know your pleasures. That we shall die, we know. 'Tis but the time and drawing days out that men stand upon.
Why, he that cuts off 20 years of life cuts off so many years of fearing death.
Grant that, and then is death a benefit. So are we Caesar's friends that have abridged his time of fearing death. Stoop, Romans, stoop, and let us bathe our hands in Caesar's blood up to the elbows and besmear our swords. Then walk we forth, even to the marketplace, and waving our red weapons o'er our heads, let's all cry, peace, freedom, and liberty.
Stoop then and wash. How many ages hence shall this our lofty scene be acted over in states unborn and accents yet unknown?
How many times shall Caesar bleed in sport that now on Pompey's basis lies along no worthier than the dust?
So oft as that shall be, so often shall the knot of us be called the men that gave their country liberty.
What, shall we forth?
Aye, every man away. Brutus shall lead, and we will grace his heels with the most boldest and best hearts of Rome.
Enter a servant.
Soft, who comes here? A friend of Antony's.
Thus, Brutus, did my master bid me kneel. Thus did Mark Antony bid me fall down, and being prostrate, thus he bade me say, Brutus is noble, wise, valiant, and honest. Caesar was mighty bold, royal, and loving. Say I love Brutus, and I honor him. Say I feared Caesar, honored him, and loved him. If Brutus will vouchsafe that Antony may safely come to him and be resolved how Caesar hath deserved to lie in death, Mark Antony shall not love Caesar dead so well as Brutus living, but will follow the fortunes and affairs of noble Brutus through the hazards of this untrod state with all true faith. So says my master Antony.
Thy master is a wise and valiant Roman. I never thought him worse. Tell him so. Please him come unto this place. He shall be satisfied, and by my honor, depart untouched.
I'll fetch him presently.
Exit servant.
I know that we shall have him well to friend.
I wish we may. But yet have I a mind that fears him much, and my misgiving still falls shrewdly to the purpose.
Enter Antony.
But here comes Antony. Welcome, Mark Antony.
O mighty Caesar, dost thou lie so low? Are all thy conquests, glories, triumphs, spoils shrunk to this little measure? Fare thee well. I know not, gentlemen, what you intend. Who else must be let blood? Who else is rank? If I myself, there is no hour so fit as Caesar's death's hour, nor no instrument of half that worth as those your swords, made rich with the most noble blood of all this world. I do beseech ye, if you bear me hard, now, whilst your purpled hands do reek and smoke, fulfill your pleasure. Live 1,000 years, I shall not find myself so apt to die. No place will please me so, no mean of death, as here by Caesar. And by you cut off, the choice and master spirits of this age.